for the first time in a decade, Republicans and Democrats in Congress have agreed on a long-term bill to fund the nation's transportation system. Roads, highways, bridges, trains, and more. It is worth nearly $300 billion, lasts for 5 years, and is expected to pass the House and Senate by the end of this week. Although it's not everything the Obama administration had been hoping for. Ali Velshi hosts Ali Velshi on Target on Al Jazeera America. He's with us from New York to discuss. Welcome back, Ali.
Jeremy, what a surprising discussion to be having with you. I really had just gotten used to the fact that we were not going to talk about the transportation bill ever happening.
But here it is. And this is the longest bill, 5 years, that's been agreed on in nearly two decades. Tell us what is in it, first of all.
Well, look, it's a $300 billion bill, which is $100 billion short of what the administration wanted for. But it's meant to deal with trains. It's going to deal with Amtrak. It's going to deal with roads. A lot of things that are in massive disrepair. We normally only encounter these things in the news when we hear about a bridge collapsing or a train derailing. But most experts who study this and look at it on an ongoing basis say America's infrastructure generally is in dire straits, but the transport infrastructure really, really needs work immediately.
And there was a big debate over funding here. This is not everything that the transportation secretary was asking for. How did it shake out?
Well, one of the problems is how the federal government funds highway construction and maintenance. Since 1993, it's been with a federal gas tax. It's 18.5 cents a gallon. This bill doesn't increase that gas tax. Now, I'm not speaking in favor of or against gas taxes here, but if you were considering, as some people are, increasing that gas tax, now would have been a good time to do it, given the relatively
cheap
gas. And on top of that, Americans are using less gas. After $4 a gallon, gas, we just became more efficient in our living habits, our driving habits, and the types of cars we buy. So this bill relies on short-term financing to cover an ongoing, continuing shortfall in the Highway Trust Fund, which is, you know, short $70 or $80 billion a year. There are some provisions to change some customs duty charges on imports and use the revenues for the fund, but fundamentally, we really have no long-term plan on how to finance infrastructure in this country. There's a big infrastructure funding deficit in America, like there is, by the way, in most countries. And you know, to be competitive and to keep our roads and rails and airways safe, we're going to have to do something about that.
Are there geographic areas of the country that win out in this bill?
Yeah, in some ways, they're separating the financing for Amtrak. So they're dividing Amtrak the way most Americans divide it. There's the profitable and pretty good Northeast corridor, Boston to Washington and ancillary routes. And then there's the rest of the country where people don't think of Amtrak in the same way. They might use it for touring. You know, whereas in China, you can go from Beijing to Shanghai in under 5 hours on a high-speed train.
Yeah.
That's the distance from New York to Chicago or New York to Atlanta. And you can't do either of those in less than 16 to 20 hours. So, you know, the places most in need of repair, you look at the Rust Belt where bridges, you know, places like Pennsylvania where there are hundreds of bridges that are in need of repair. This is going to do two things. One is there's the direct funding. And the second is that by having a plan that goes out 5 years, states and municipalities can now get into long-term planning. Everybody's been repairing. It's been patchwork. Now people will start to be able to put in longer-term plans across the country.
And by the way, we spoke recently with somebody who is at the Georgia Department of Transportation. And as you say, they're able to do more long-term planning, but they are also increasing their own gas tax because they're not getting everything that they need from the federal government. This bill, Ali, would also reopen the Export-Import Bank that closed this summer.
Yes.
What else got into this bill?
Well, that was the main part of it. It also sets up a grant program guaranteeing funds for large freight projects. But the Export-Import Bank was a very big deal because there had been real threats to not re-up this. And considering this administration is really concentrating on increasing exports and considering how strong the U.S. dollar is right now, we've seen a real hit to manufacturing and exports in this country. So this is something that American businesses and the Obama administration were looking forward to, an extension of the Export-Import Bank. And just generally, Jeremy, the fact that this bill is not another two-year extension. I mean,
right.
The idea that we can actually breathe and think, the next one's going to have to be a lot better than this. But boy, this is a start.
Well, yeah, we spoke recently with an expert on this from the Brookings Institution who said, you know, this bill, for all that it is, and it is a longer-term bill than what we've had, It's really not preparing the U.S. for its transportation future. My question is, why is it so hard for Congress to put in a lot of money for things like high-speed rail, not just in the Northeast, but from L.A. to San Francisco, from Dallas to Houston, from St. Louis to Chicago?
Part of the issue is we use China as an example of a place that has great railways. China doesn't have problems with a bunch of states saying these are our rights and these are your rights and responsibilities. So part of it is that states want to have control over this. But we've seen even in places like Florida where there was money for high-speed rail to be put in, the governor there said no way. But the bottom line is the expert you spoke to from Brookings was absolutely right. This is not fundamentally about new projects, about getting our trains to run faster, about getting our airports to run more effectively. This is about fixing broken infrastructure.
Ali Velshi, who hosts Ali Velshi on Target on Al Jazeera America, talking with us about the transportation bill. Thanks, Ali.
My pleasure.